From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with music of Felix Mendelssohn. We'll hear his Violin Concerto in E minor, opus 64. This was the composer's final large orchestral work, the piece conceived in 1838, but it was not premiered until 1845. The work has gone on to become one of the most important pieces in the violin repertoire. It is one of the most frequently performed and one of the most popular violin concertos of all time. This is an historic performance from the late 1950s, given by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Charles Munch conducting, featuring the iconic violinist Hasha Heifetz. The work in three movements, Allegro molto appassionato, Andante, and Allegretto non troppo, Allegro molto vivace. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Violin Concerto in E Minor, Opus 64 of Felix Mendelssohn, as performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Charles Munsch conducting, with featured soloist Hasha Heifetz. From a late 1950s RCA Victor LP containing the concerto in E minor of Mendelssohn, as well as the violin concerto in G minor of Sergei Prokofiev. Up next, something a bit more avant-garde, as we turn to the living Italian composer Giovanni Verrando, born 1965. We'll hear a piece of his entitled Triptych, composed during 2005 and 06, per grande orchestra, or for large orchestra. And this orchestra will incorporate electric and electronic instruments, in addition to the traditional acoustic instruments found in a typical classical orchestra. This work is also in three movements: filtering, heterophonic number 3, and filtering number 3, respectively. It's performed by Orchestra Sinfonico Nazionale della RAI, conducted by Pier André Valade.
Thank you. Thank you.
music of Giovanni Verrando, who in addition to being a composer, is also a teacher of music theory and composition at various conservatories in Italy and Switzerland. He's also authored essays and a book dealing with modern composition and music theory. We listened to Triptych, a work for large orchestra from 2005-2006. As performed by Orchestra Sinfonica Nazionale della RAI, RAI being the Italian public broadcaster, the orchestra conducted by Pier Andre Vallade. From a 2008 CD on the Stradivarius label, the album Verrando, Orchestral Works. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. For our final segment this hour, we have an example of third stream music, and actually, that's the title of this particular album, released in 1960 by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Third stream is a term coined by Gunther Schuller back in 1957 when he was giving a lecture at Brandeis University. Third stream is a genre combining classical composition and jazz improvisation. And this album from the Modern Jazz Quartet is one of the earliest examples of third stream music. At the time, MJQ was John Lewis, piano, Milt Jackson, vibes, Percy Heath, bass, and Connie Kay on drums. We'll first hear Exposure, featuring Monty Zegler, bassoon, William McCall, clarinet, Bob De Domenica, flute, Paul Ingram, French horn, and Betty Glaman, harp. We'll follow that with Sketch, featuring violist Carl Eberl and violinists Gerald Tarak and Alan Martin. Exposure and Sketch, two pieces from the Modern Jazz Quartet, with strings, brass, and woodwinds conducted by Gunther Schuller, from the album Third Stream Music, released in 1960, reissued on CD by Warner Brothers. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.